Hello and welcome to Three Strikes, an Anfield Rap Show where we get stuck into three different topics. Does that clear it up for you, Ryan?
It is. I am concerned I will still play a wild card, but you know.
Just because you see my face doesn't mean you've got a wild card.
Democracy doesn't rule in this one.
Not in this one. I rule with an iron fist. I'm Amelia Bonner and I'm your Three Strikes host this season. And joining me today, I've got everyone's favourite muscle man, Ian Ryan. Friend of the stars, Ryan Patton. The greatest man on earth, Josh Sexton, and Neil is also here. And we'll get stuck straight into our first topic, or strike, if you will. And strike one is the post-Edwards era, as he's poised to make a return to football with his own advisory service just a year after leaving his role at Anfield. Ian, while our kind of previous transfer regime was very much a collaborative committee, Klopp has had a lot more sway behind the scenes since Edwards has left. How do you feel like, I think particularly with the most recent transfer window, how do you feel like that influence is seen in the decisions that we've made?
So I think this is dead interesting in the sense of I'm not quite sure exactly the breakdown of what's going on behind the scenes. And I'm not sure anyone is. And I'm hearing lots of people putting two and two together. And at times I think coming up with five, if I'm honest, I always go back to one of his early press conferences. It might have even been the first one, but he talks about not wanting to have all of the say in terms of transfers and the strategy and stuff, but he does want to say, he wants a big say. And he's always had it that way. So I find that a little bit bizarre that all of a sudden Klopp wakes up one morning and goes, you know what, I need more work to do. like he hasn't got enough to fucking concentrate on. So he wants to make it more complicated by all of a sudden he's got to have a finger in every single pie to do with recruitment. For a start, I think those managers and that structure is probably long gone. It's a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a Ferguson, Wenger legacy. I think there was definitely times when Brendan Rodgers wanted it that way at Liverpool and obviously didn't get it that way. Thankfully, I think is probably fair, but I think it's quite an old school of operating, and I don't think the manager suddenly decides or thinks that he should be massively more involved than he was. But I do think there could be instances where if it's not going quite to plan and it's maybe falling down in one or two areas, he's felt like he's had to get more involved. And I think that's a different thing than him having this desire and going, well, I want more to do. I want to be more involved, because let's be honest, when Edwards was there, it was working in a sense of Liverpool's hit rate was great and everything that coming through the door. Now, you can argue was enough coming through the door at times, but in terms of what was coming through the door, the quality was pretty much always there. There wasn't many players where you're going, well, they've missed it with that one. He's not quite at the level. That would have been, you know, the odd exception to the rule.